Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome. Thanks for joining us on the Healing Highway. This is Creation Lightship Healing. We are live. It is Monday, November 18th, 2013, and we're on Station 1 tonight. We have Ron Amatron here. He has a wonderful hour coming up of self-empowerment, healings, and sample clearings, focusing on clearing yourself out, getting rid of negativity, blockages. You can find more out about Ron and his work at creationlightship.com. And if you would actually go to creationlightship.com, you'll find an image of a light being on the right-hand side of the page. So if everybody wants to just bring that up, and we will have Ron come on and energize the image with peace energy for you and your space. So I'll say good evening, Ron, and turn it over to you.
Okay, here we go. So just bring the light beam up, and even if you're a little bit late coming on and you get it up in about a minute or so, that'd be fine. So here we go. We energize the light beam to bring in peace energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth, turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. It's always nice to have that energy here during the show. So we'll be taking questions tonight. If anyone has questions or testimonials, we've been having really great shows the past couple of weeks, and we really appreciate all of your questions and testimonials. You can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And just put the date and Monday show in the subject so I know you want me to read it. We have a little testimonial here from a listener who recently helped out a family member. And so at the top of Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, you'll find there are like audio samples in the little green bar at the top of the page. And if you click on the drop-down menu, you find all of these sample healings. And they're really great. And somebody, I guess, was like a member of their family. They write, "My mom was having a really bad day, and I asked her if she wanted to do the 5-day sample emotional healing." So apparently this person started this healing, and then their family member was like asking all kinds of questions, and they weren't even in their body. So they stopped the 5-day sample and they did the mind to heart drop with this person, which is also another one of the samples. And then after that, they did the 5-day sample healings. And so they report that this person was calmer, much more centered, feeling much better, and was feeling less frantic and frenzied. So that's great to know. And I think it's really important to notice that the mind-to-heart drop is a great way to bring somebody into the present moment or yourself into the present moment. If you're having a tough day, you can do it whenever you need to. And it's also a great thing to do before you do any of the other sample healings, if you're having a particularly hard time getting in your body. So that's interesting to know, and it's one of the best free healings that we have. So all of these healings are designed to bring you into the present moment and to empower you and to help you get back your spirit energy. So Ron, just wonder if you have anything to add to that, other than doing the mind-to-heart drop. What maybe could you recommend if somebody's having a hard time getting in the moment?
One thing could be you could be under attack. That gets more into our sci-fi stuff, but you could be under attack by something or someone. So let's just talk more on the human basis here. You could have somebody doing a psychic attack on you, a whammy, thinking bad thoughts about you, or even good thoughts. It's all the same energy, just that it's polarized in the opposite direction. But it's still energy, and it can cause you to have problems, which could maybe chase your spirit out of your body. So let's look at that aspect, that when something happens to you, your spirit just going along, like I always say, going along for the ride with you. And it would like to connect with the physical body and with the energy of that as you manifest something in light. Well, we mainly live in darkness here, so we have to take on the energies of darkness of mind, but your body is still putting out body energy into what you're creating, along with your spirit energy. And if somebody thinks something really awful about you, it might just knock you out of your body, and at that point, you're not here, because your spirit cannot and will not and does not deal with negativity. So if you notice when somebody gets upset, sometimes you see their eyes bugging out of their, you know, out of their head, you know, and they look like they go nuts, get kind of Looney Tunes, you know, get very excitable. Well, that's because they're probably out of their body, and now you're on instinct. So your body will live on instinct, but your spirit doesn't know anything about going into judgment and getting angry, so it leaves. So very possibly that could be one reason. The other one could be what you could do to help you is maybe some type of clearing that will alleviate that. The other one is, you know, the alien attack energies, and that could be the head connectors on the top of your head. Maybe you're being transmitted to a lot in a particular time. So you can do that clearing. And you can also do the satellite, you know, clearing also. So maybe you could talk about those, Elizabeth. You may have had experiences or even heard about people doing those. I mean, add a little more light than I can on the subject here. I know it's been very popular.
Well, yeah, those are both the satellite timeline crash and the Be Here in the Now are both really good sample healings to do. And, Ron, your description of noticing when somebody really isn't in their body is so accurate. If you have done a lot of these divine heart-based healings and you've done them over the past couple of years, you find that you can really notice when people aren't in their bodies and when they're, I mean, who even knows where they are, but the satellite timeline crash is a really great sample, and that one's a free healing. You can do that one on creationlightship.com. And what that does is that crashes the timelines that alien satellites are on, and these are used to both track and attack you. So, I mean, it's really true, because a lot of the times we're just going through our day and we're like, oh, I'm having a bad day. You know, I got up on the wrong side of the bed. But chances are it could be more than likely something that you don't even know about that is working on you. So a good thing to do for the satellite crash is, if you're going to run that one, you can do it like for the entire day. I think the starting time is 600 minutes. And, you know, if you are working or you're going to be out of the house all day, you can just put your picture in front of it and then start that one and just let it run all day. It's a really great healing. And I find that, like, after I do it, I mean, I feel a lot lighter and things just don't really bother me as much, like little things. So that's an important one. And also the Be Here in the Now, that just is kind of like, I would say it's like a quick fix, Ron, if you just have to bring your body and spirit into the present moment, like kind of like a 911 call to the Creation Lightship, where you can just bring yourself back. And that one is really great.
I was just thinking, as we're talking about things happening, you might look at, I was just going through what different ways of life or living or jobs or something that might keep you out of your body a lot, okay?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So what comes to mind, which probably very few people, probably none may be listening, you know, but you never know, but I would think that people who are boxers, okay, where they're getting their body hurt by somebody doing that to them, punching them and stuff, your spirit's probably completely gone during that whole process. And so what you're doing then is watching the body energies working on their own through the training that the body knows about. It's like a remote-controlled program that you have in store for you for different movements and things, much like, we'll just say, martial arts. You know, a lot of people know how to do all these moves without even thinking about it. Well, I'm not saying that in martial arts your spirit's not with you, but I would say that if you start getting hurt, your spirit is out of here because it doesn't like pain. So that's one way to kind of look at this here. So boxers, I would say, you know, once they start getting hit and you get hurt and everything else, your spirit's gone. The body's still living, but that might be one way you could kind of look at it and say, yeah, gee, you know, those people aren't even there. What are they doing? And sometimes I'm sure entities would come in. They have a lot of fun with that process. But, you know, people may not have any awareness of what they're doing during that time because your spirit is not there to, I won't say guide you, but it's not there to give you light consciousness. You're dealing with darkness as you cause harm on someone else and perpetrate the harm. So if you're interested, just watch a boxing match then, and you may be able to see that the people are not in their bodies at all because your spirit will not handle pain. It's gone. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really true, and I would think that's for anything that, you know, causes pain, whether you're skateboarding or you're like some kind of an athlete and you have to have these, you know, incredible feats of endurance. I'm thinking of like Olympians and triathlons. I mean, it just must be so difficult. Somebody on the fast chat also said actors, they are on timelines on purpose. So that's kind of interesting. But yeah, I mean, I know we've talked about this on the show before, but there are actors who won't even watch their own movies because they don't want to see themselves being controlled by whatever entities are coming into them while they're acting. So very interesting. And I just had a thought about that, and it just came and it went, so hopefully it'll come back to me. But I would imagine that if you have a job where you're, like, bumping into a lot of people or you're around a lot of people, you might want to start doing the, I would think, the satellite timeline crash that we talked about earlier for like, the whole day. Just keep that running while you're at work and see if that helps any, if you feel, like, particularly grumpy or... you know, people seem to be, like, bumping into you, rubbing off on you, or giving their energy to you. So that's a good one to do. And I think a lot of the times it isn't what we're doing. It's what is happening in our world and what is affecting us. So there's really nothing you can do about that except to be self-empowered and to take your healing into your own hands. And you can do that with all of these healings that Ron offers, and they're really wonderful, and there's so many of them that could apply to pretty much whatever situation you might be having. Okay, so our next question is from a listener who's wondering, this is a good question, is there a whole lifetime clearing for suffering?
I don't think I have one for suffering. I don't recall having one, no.
I don't think there is one specifically for suffering.
Yeah, I would go in and do the self-empowerment series, you know, and that would handle, I think everything in there is some type of suffering.
Yeah.
Where you're out of control or nothing, you know, you don't have control of your life, so that would be, in a sense, suffering. You know,
what about,
you could probably,
like,
you know... Suffering could go into torture, it could go into many things, so I just think
even.
Empowerment would be, you know, what you're looking at, so I'd go into the self-empowerment session.
I think we also have, or you have a slavery clearing, Ron.
Yeah, that one's very good.
That one everybody, might be helpful.
Yeah, everybody's a slave, yeah. Yeah, everybody is and has been a slave. You don't have to be a certain minority to be a slave here. I would kind of think that from my experience, okay, going to school and only being here for one lifetime, you find out about slavery, and you find out what happened here in the United States with the slaves, the African Americans, you know. And so you go, wow, that's really bad, you know. Well, there's other cultures, and plus what we're going through now, you people are slave to even a job. So, you know, you have to look at what slavery really is and how it disempowers everybody to be a slave. And then as you start looking more and more, you may start to see other cultures in the past, people being whipped or chained up or forced to do something. And, you know, if you pull yourself away from all of that, you know, nothing here is free. So you're actually a slave to a job to bring forth money, which is what we use now, to get yourself happy to be out of slavery for a little bit. And then it starts again. So, you know, that's why we have the clearings on. That's why we have the clearings on Friday sometimes for people, oh, boy, week's over. And now I can let down and, you know, so what are they really saying, you know? Possibly that, yeah, I've been a slave for the 5 days, now I'm off. You know, now I can enjoy the weekend, and now I go back to slavery again. So, and, you know, if you look at it a little further, you know, but if you just didn't want to go to work, you know, would somebody support you, or could you support yourself? Probably not. So that means something else, which could be the same thing as being, you know, a slave or in slavery or bondage to a job or something. So anyway, just different ways to look at it. I'm sure you all get the point here. And, you know, that's the way the dark side chose to treat us down here and to bring forth the energies. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true, and I think a lot of people can relate to that, and especially kids, too, going to school every day and not wanting to go to school, and if you have little kids, maybe they don't want to, you know, go to school, and it's just kind of, yeah, it's tough. And I was thinking the slavery clearing would definitely help with suffering, but also people on the fast chat have said to timeline crash suffering and put that suffering on timeline crashing, which is always a good idea, depending on what type it is. You could maybe also timeline crash the emotion that is associated with the suffering, and also to use the special clearing for suffering. So I think, and Ron's right, there really is no one way to look at it. All we're trying to do here is to try to give you some tools that will enable you to be more creative and self-empowered in how you look at these things. So that's kind of what the special clearing could do, too. And I think it would help if you were, the more specific you are, the better off you'll do. But there is no wrong way to do the healings. So they'll work no matter what.
And I know we can a lot do a slavery people, clearing.
Let's do one for slavery. Okay, great.
Let's do a sample for slavery. So maybe you are a slave to your job. Maybe you're a slave to your boss. Maybe you're a slave to your partner.
Let's hope.
Oh, man, that would be 7 days a week, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, boy. And I would think that most women probably think they're slaves as they have to do the dishes each day or something, you know, or the vacuuming and everything else. So here we go. This is probably going to be more for women than men. So here we go. So think of how you're being a slave right now. And I'll clear five of those. So here we go. The first one, just think of what you have to do. Maybe it's cleaning those dirty dishes or, you know, changing diapers or whatever, think it's probably more related to women than men. But I imagine men may have a couple things, but I think women probably have a lot more. But here we go. The first one, think of that here. So releasing that one incident from you so you can feel at peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we'll do another one here. So bring that one up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another one, number 3. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next one, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the last one, number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, everybody, maybe you don't feel like a slave now. Maybe even your computer has you as a slave. Or maybe you're a slave to your dog or cat. So, anyway, makes no difference. The whole thing is to become self-empowered and to enjoy what you're doing. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true. I know some individuals that do fall into that slave to the dog category. Very interesting. So a couple people have responded in the fast chat, and people are saying they're being a slave to paying rent, slave to the darkness and aliens too. So it seems like there are many different ways this clearing could help you, especially if you're suffering or you're dealing with suffering in your current lifetime. It's a really sounds like a great clearing, and I often think of that phrase, Ron, like when somebody says they're a wage slave, you know, like they're actually, that's actually used to describe, I guess, jobs where you're paid by the hour. So if you have a job like that, maybe you want to timeline crash it. I don't know. Or like we were mentioning earlier, to get on to the self-empowerment self-empowerment page of the self-empowerment package and see what kind of, maybe you could, you know, create a new job for yourself where you could set your own hours or do something where you're not, you know, online, where you don't have to interact with so many people every day. If that's something you'd want to do to sort of change up your career, I would highly, highly recommend that one, self-empowerment. And I will put the link to that in the fast chat. Ron, I'm wondering maybe if you would want to do a sample, like I was thinking too of like a parallel life, maybe a parallel life timeline removal.
Okay. So let's do that for being a slave then. So timeline crash. You being a slave out there. So think of one of your issues. And if you only have one, that's wonderful. And here we go. So this is your issue that you're dealing with being a slave. So I'll clear 5 timelines and just see if it tends to lighten up for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. First timeline released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second timeline released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third timeline released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5. So remember, these timelines can take maybe up to an hour to release. So it could be 5 minutes, we'll say, to an hour. So if you do... you're sitting there now listening to the program and go, oh, nothing happened. Well, remember, you may have another half an hour to go out to the BBS program. So then all of a sudden you may say, wow, I just feel this energy leave me. That's because it depends where you are on the timeline when it's being crashed. Okay? So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. And thank you, everybody, for posting your suggestions onto the fast chat. I think it's you could also look at it that way, and that's why I was asking for the sample, where you could potentially be on these timelines where you are dealing with poverty or you're dealing with enslavement of some sort, and that's why you're experiencing these things in your current life. So it's always a good idea to timeline crash them too, in addition to maybe doing some self-empowerment healings. I did have a nice testimonial from someone who just recently completed the infection body clearing. And so they have been suffering from, I'll just kind of paraphrase because it's a bit long, but they've been suffering from different forms of chronic illness for like the past couple of years. And they wanted to report that after doing the clearing, they felt, I guess they have some sort of like muscle pain or joint and bone pain. And so after doing the clearing, they felt very light and free. All of the little aches and pains that they've had for years in their joints weren't bothering them. They felt a greater ease and mobility in their body, and also wanted to let you know that they're going to go on to do the magnetic and twisted bodies clearing, where your 108 invisible bodies are realigned. So that's great to know. And it's also really good to, I think, sometimes if you're doing these healings, to take notes. And maybe you'll encounter some like trouble spots as you go through the healing. And it's a good idea to write that down, because then after you're done, you can look at it and go back and say, well, maybe this is an area where I need to go deeper. And you may or may not need another clearing after that. They also said that their eyes seemed clearer, less slimy, and more alive, and also the light seems cleaner. So very interesting.
Yeah, what you might do is, instead of buying the that one clearing, I think I would, it's almost the same price, I think, and you get much more, go into the body rejuvenation bundle. That one's included in there.
Oh, yeah, the body jumpstart.
Yeah, the body jumpstart, and that one will last for 3 months, and you can do, I think, 5 different clearings in there. And that one is included. So that's what I would highly recommend doing. Because it's going to give you probably a lot more clearings and a lot more healing than just by buying the one clearing. So that one's included in a bundle. So I would go into that one. If you happen to already buy that clearing and you want to get the other one, just let me know, and we'll just, you know, find out what the difference is, if there is a difference. I just can't remember. And I'll give you the codes for that, so you can have 3 months of clearings. That's wonderful. Remember, that 3 months is a long time.
Yeah, if you can do it every day.
You can do whatever ones you want for 3 months and just keep on it. And it should be able to be a great improvement. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, Ron's bundles are really amazing. And so I just put the link into the fast chat for the body jumpstart. And there's also, since we've been talking about being a wage slave and people are tired of doing that, there's also the prosperity jumpstart. And I'm going to put the link to that one in, because that one has, I'm going to pull it up right now. And that's another, you can get that one for 3 months. And that one has self-empowerment, psychic billboard clearing, prosperity empowerment clearing, poverty whole life clearing, 7-generation poverty clearing, whole life victim clearing, which that one could also be good for suffering.
I could be off on the time. It might be 2 months. I don't know. But in fact, what I'll say, if anybody out there has done
it's 3 months.
Is the body jumpstart 3 months then? It is
yeah,
free?
There's okay. One for 3 months, and I think there might be one. Let me check. I'll go ahead. I'll check.
Okay. So if anybody out there has done just that one clearing, the magnetic twisted body clearing, which is what you use to put all your bodies into alignment, so declaring that you have had work better. If you have done that clearing in the past, then just send me the receipt on it, and I'll give you the other clearing, the codes, just pay the difference on it, and I'll give you the code there so you can now go back into it again and have, a lot more clearings, and you can now do the magnetic twisted body and all the other clearings for the three-month time, if it is 3 months. So just send me your receipt when you did it, and I'll send you over the code. We'll have to figure out what the difference is in prices. I just don't know what the price is right now. My computer's not in front of me. It might be $50 more. I just don't know. But anyway, if you want to do that, I'll honor that for you and give you that credit toward the bundle clearing. Let's put it that way. Easier way of saying it.
Yeah, okay. So the magnetic and twisted body alignment, that's $150, Ron. And the body jump start is available for 3 months. And
okay, that's $200.
Yeah, so it would be $200. So that's so very generous. So it would just be an additional $50 to do that awesome clearing. And then Prosperity is, which is unrelated to this offer, but I just wanted to clarify that you can get that for 3 months or 1 month. So Prosperity you can get for 1 month or 3 months, and Body Jump Start is 3 months for $200. And if you have done the magnetic and twisted body alignment, email Ron and he will give you the Body Jump Start special for 3 months for only $50. That's a great offer, Ron. Thank you. So hopefully a lot of people will take you up on that, because it seems like I'm getting from the fast chat there are a lot of people that want to do things that can empower them and maybe create more opportunities for being their own boss and self-employment in their lives. So that's awesome, because then if you're self-employed, you can set your own schedule and do clearings whenever you want.
And then you're only a slave for 24 hours.
Right. Then you're a slave to your freelance job, which you have to work at all the time in order to make ends meet. So, yeah. Let's just get off that timeline if we can. Hopefully everybody... That would make everybody's life a lot easier. So I don't know. I mean, it is possible. I think we just have to stay on it and keep timeline crashing and not get sidetracked by the emotional stuff that comes up, especially around this time of the year, because it's a lot of heavy emotions for people in general. Okay, so. Oh, Ron, I did want to mention, too, that Ron does these 8-hour healing intensives, and we just had one yesterday on the 17th, and you can attend these either live or as a registered absentee. So there's one more 8-hour call coming up on the 24th, which is next Sunday, and that will probably be a great one, because it's right before, I think Thanksgiving hits. So if you can get on that call, that'd probably be a good thing. And it's 8 hours of healing. So it's wonderful. And, a lot of people have said they notice a difference in the months that they're on the call versus the ones that they're not. So if at all possible, you can get on that. I would encourage everybody to. And we've had lots of great testimonials from people. Also, I guess if there's anybody out there listening who was on the call yesterday and wants to write in about their experience, that would be great. We could read those aloud, too, and so people kind of get an idea of what goes on. So if you have any responses to that, you can email clsquestions@yahoo.com. And Ron usually does these every month, so you can check Creation Lightship for more information. And that's right at the top of the page, the very first group there is all of those healing intensives. Okay, so we've been talking about slavery and self-empowerment. And so somebody on the fast chat said, this is interesting, Ron, they did the Prosperity Jumpstart in the past, and they sold $500 worth of stuff on eBay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's that is great, and hopefully other people have had similar experiences. And if you have done this, let us know so we know what's going on, and we know Ron knows what clearings are working for people. Okay, so we haven't talked a lot about the clone into, I forget what the name of it is, the clone into light clearing that that you've been offering, Ron, for free, and a lot of people have written in about that, and it's a free clearing, the clone light infusion, and I know we've sent a lot of them out, so I'm wondering if anybody's been doing that one and what their responses have been. I know today was just really a gorgeous day here on the East Coast, and there were no sort of weird clouds. It was just kind of a gift. So it makes me think that hopefully all this timeline crashing is starting to work, because we've had a really mild fall and winter, and today was just beautiful. So it was just a really great day. So hopefully everybody else out there is having good weather. And if you're not, you can do the gray skies sample healing, which is on the samples on Ron's website. And that one is, I know we've had people do them, you know, if they have a bad weather report, and, you know, they'll put that in, and then they'll wake up to, instead of 6 inches of snow, there maybe are only like 1 or 2 inches, and the roads are fine. So a lot of people have had really amazing things happen with that one. Okay, so a couple of people have questions about the alien attack removal, and they're not sure of how to start this clearing, and they're wondering, is there like a specific way to go about it? They've had kind of a lot of health issues for the past couple of years. And they also have had some experiences with parasites and bacteria. So I would just, I don't know, Ron, I would just, you know, start on that. And I would, I wouldn't discriminate. I would just do everything.
Yep, just get in there and first do the alien critters, you know, parasitic life forms. Start with that one and go, you know, for what we have listed there. And just start doing a lot of clearing on those. You have to start somewhere. People have different conditions, different concerns, but that's one that everybody has. And then after you do that, it's hard to say what to do next, but I'll just talk to you about a lady. I mentioned this a long time ago. I met a lady who was an experiment for the aliens, and she got abducted in her car in New Mexico, and they beamed her car up, and then when they brought her back down again, the car's front end was all crashed, it crunched, and radiator was broken, steam's coming out, the headlights are broken, and but she didn't have any damage done to her body, but her windshield was cracked. So anyway, I could talk about it on some other show, but basically, they told her that they're giving her cancer, and they want to just see how it relates to her body and what's happening with her. So they'd abduct her maybe every couple of weeks or so, give her more cancer or play around with her body to see how the body's reaction is to cancer. And she wasn't in too good a shape, you know, because she couldn't hold a job. But they made it sound like we're helping you, you know, or something like that. And she couldn't get away from them at that time. So anyway, so you could have that problem, you know. People listening may say, yeah, you know, I think I do go up on ships. I think they are experimenting with me, and they're taking different samples of fluid out of me or whatever. And I think I'm in that condition. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, there's some more clearings on that alien attack page to help you out. So not everything that we see here or even know about is, you know, with the aliens, we don't necessarily always think that way, but it could be a possibility. Maybe they gave you your problem. That's what I'm saying here. So you may not know that now. Don't send me an email asking me if that's the case, because I don't look that far into people's situations. Just go on and, you know, first do the parasitic life forms and then clear it. And then if you do think that you're a guinea pig for them, then start crashing and you're getting rid of those alien races that could be causing it. And just read the names off. Your body's going to resonate to one of those names. There's quite a few on there. And there could be other ones besides that, but, you know, you have to start someplace. So don't, you know, look at it as, well, I'm overwhelmed because there's so many pages here and so many options to go by. I don't know what to do. Just start. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and also I would suggest doing the mind-to-heart drop before you start, because that kind of gets you in the present and gets your thoughts out of your mind, which is darkness, and into your heart, which is light. So I think anything that you have going on, it's better to just do it even if you don't know what you're doing. And then kind of as you get the hang of it, it's going to help you hopefully sooner rather than later. So don't wait on that one, especially if you've had, you know, UFO experiences and things of that nature. I would want to get decorded from that as fast as possible. That's a really incredible story too, Ron. Yeah, it really makes you wonder. So hopefully the person who wrote in about alien attacks will keep us posted. And somebody on the fast chat is asking, what's a good clearing for skin problems?
Boy. Well, you may want to try the skin misting water. That's the first thing. You could do that on the page for water activation, I believe is what we call it. It costs a dollar to get maybe a half a gallon or so charged up. So you can do skin misting water. You may want to get on the Wednesday call where we do weekly water for you. And we do a light shift clearing for about a half an hour. And we do, you know, the water. That's very nice. People like drinking that water. So that's one thing you could do. Body Jumpstart, I think, has skin stuff inside of there. So you may want to do that, too. That's about all that I think we have. If you have a condition, a physical condition, and let's just say that you said, yeah, Ron, I had this bad problem, my skin's peeling off my body. That would be pretty rough, okay? So we have a special clearing for that situation, and it would be under special clearings, and that's designed for situations that we don't have listed on the website. I'm just making that assumption here, just to say that you know, if you have something really, really bad or some kind of illness that you're dealing with, that's where we have that clearing up. Because I got kind of tired of putting all the clearings on. You know, right now we have so many that, you know, they're all good. But, you know, I could still add maybe another couple hundred of them, and I don't want to do that. We put a discussion clearing. Some people, they saw the website, and they go, oh, man, Ron, you know, I'm reading all these things, and I may have that. And I can't do all this stuff here. And they get turned off, and they run the other direction. You don't need all those clearings. It would be nice to have all of them, but, you know, what you need is what you need, you know. And the only reason why we have so many is because, you know, people kept asking and asking for this clearing and that clearing, and so we just started putting them up. And, you know, so I hit the point of, well, you know, I could actually put up a few more, but, you know, I right now I don't want to even do that. But but it basically, you know, go into the special section there, special clearing. If you do have something that isn't listed, but I would think that the Body Jumpstart would be able to help you out with that. And do the skin misting water, you know, try that out and see what happens. And get on the conference calls so that you can, maybe the weekly calls, maybe a entity is attached to you, you know, that or energetic cordings that are causing your problem. And, you know, you don't realize that, but you're being, you know, connected with other people and energies that you know nothing about, and all these energies have a skin problem. So, and maybe you went to a, we got a beep, so we'll get the beep here.
Hi,
Don. Hi, Elizabeth. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yeah, I had a question, Ron. So in regard to our discussion tonight, what it means is that if somebody in a group says they want to control the group members, then it means, and they're suffering, it means that they have lost their spirit. They've got entities in them, and they're going to knock out all the spirits and the people in the group and put entities into them and time and cord them so that they're under his control as a group leader, and they're going to be at his mercy then to do what he wants by instinct. Is that basically it?
Yeah, what do you think, Elizabeth?
As a group leader, Larry?
Yes.
I'm not sure I'm following that.
Well, he lost his spirit, and the entities are controlling him, and then
yeah.
He wants to control the people, his group. So with the entities, they kick out the spirits of the people in the group, and all the entities flood into these people, legions of entities, from him to them, and then he's got them under his control by cordings. Is that basically it then?
It sounds like, I don't know if the entities were responsible for kicking the spirit out. It sounds like maybe it was like a clone situation, or these people somehow lost their spirit and didn't know how to get it back, and then the entities just kind of came in because they saw an available space.
The entity could kick out your spirit.
Yeah, I think, right.
Then more than likely the spirit cannot come into the body, because there is an entity. So if the person who had no spirit will say, had a group of people as followers, and the people will say, everybody, maybe he, let's just say that he had a congregation of 500 people, and this person's possessed of leading these people, and all of a sudden he had the people do some type of meditation where they go out of their body, or some type of chanting to get them out of their body, whatever that would be, by having the spirit leave, and then entities that could be around him could come into those people, and they could all be possessed like him. So that's the way that could work. But as far as an entity pushing out the spirit, I don't think that's a possibility.
So something's pushing out the spirit. Is it the pain that's caused when... Because his spirit leaves and something is causes them pain, the pain is gonna push out the spirit then. And the aliens, would they be causing the pain?
Well, the body has pain, and the pain then could be replicated on timeline, giving more pain. But the initial pain starts with you here. So the pain that's here could attract entities who have pain. And so let's just say that, for instance, since we talked about slavery a while back, we'll just say that that person has a bunch of slaves, and all these slaves now, because they didn't perform their duties, are all going to be whipped. Okay, so now you got 500 people, and you have somebody whipping each person. Well, naturally, the spirit leaves, and entities can come in. And it all depends how much pain the person is in, and also how many entities will come into the body. So I can't say that they'll be possessed instantly, but something will come in. The spirit will attempt to come in after that, but if the space where the spirit was holding is no longer available, it cannot come in. So that's mm-hmm. why you've probably seen like the movie Exorcist and stuff, where a process is done to take out that particular spirit or entity or whatever you want to call it that's in the body now that should not be there. And then they get it out, and hopefully it stays out, and then the spirit comes back in again. So back to you. I guess we hope we answered the question for you.
Ron, I was also thinking, like, since we're on the topic of suffering, I think a lot of people tend to follow others and do meditations and all of these different practices because they truly are seeking peace, and they are often seeking relief from suffering. Now, the problem with that is when you do these things, and when you go to these practitioners and when you follow these people, it's not necessarily you, it's what they are hooking you up to. So if your spirit energy isn't strong and you're not fully within your body and your spirit is not fully within your body, you're going to be drawn to all of these things because, of course, you want relief from suffering and you want to be at peace. So, like, that's kind of a catch-22 because, unfortunately, you're going to get probably the opposite because, you know, these things are being, you know, darkness is hooking you up to all these things so it can steal your energy. So that's kind of what it sounds like to me, Larry, and I hope that answers your question.
It sounds like pain is coming from the emotional body, and maybe possibly some of the entities, could they also have pain that would contribute to that pain?
Right. Well, yeah, the entities would be attracted to the pain, so that would make sense.
Okay. All right. Okay, then. Thank you.
Emotional pain could relate to heartache, and we do have a clearing for heartache. So if you do have that situation, maybe somebody, you know, recently died and you have your heart hurts because of that, you want to do that clearing also.
Yeah, and that's a whole lifetime clearing.
I watch zombies in that group to the group leader catering to him, and their control's been put out of commission, and they're just have coordinates to him and being controlled by him in that group then. By those entities that are coming in and everything too, and they're sort of in harmony with one another to do that same norm that's in the group that they want to do.
Yeah, I just don't know where this is going, so I'm a little confused. So, but that, I think the people understand about what entities do and how you can get them and stuff. I guess we'll just leave it at that, Larry. So, thank you so much.
Okay, Larry, thanks for calling. And we are actually coming to the end of the show, so I'm actually going to just take maybe the last couple questions here. I don't think we have too many more, but, yeah, it's unfortunately there's all kinds of ways that darkness can hook people up to these types of situations. So also, I wanted to just quickly get back to the person who had the water question. I don't know if we mentioned this, but Ron does the I think it's the Wednesday, or is it the what call is it, Ron, where you do the water for the whole week?
Yes, that's correct. We have it on Wednesday.
The Wednesday
yes.
Call? Uh-huh. Okay, so that's a good idea. And then somebody on the fast chat recommended hold on, let me see if I can find it in the archive here. It was a really good suggestion. Oh, the facial, and also if maybe you're having, like, face problems, like skin problems with your face, so there's a Lightship facial, and also a light infusion healing chamber for skin. So there's a light infusion healing chamber for skin. I did not know that, or maybe I did, and I just didn't know it was available through the website. But that's great.
Yes, we do have a skin clearing, yes. Uh-huh, that's, I don't know, we talk about that, but we do have one, yes.
Okay, so hopefully that helps. And I actually had a bunch of questions come in, but we are going to have to save them for next Monday because we have to end our show. And I would like to thank everybody for listening and joining us on the Healing Highway. And also, thanks everybody for the great suggestions on the fast chat. You guys were really tuned in tonight, so that's always good. And our fellow listeners really appreciate that, too. So, Ron, I'll say goodnight to everybody. I'll turn it over to you. Ron also has another radio program coming up right after this one. You can find the link on his homepage, creationlightship.com. And, yeah, get on those weekly calls, everybody. They're only $20, and they really make a difference. So there's one coming tomorrow, the cording removal special, and then Wednesday's the water charging, Thursday clone bodies removal, and Friday is entities. So since we talked about entities, maybe if you're dealing with that or you know somebody that's dealing with that, that would be a good one to get on. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you for any last words. And thank you, Ron, for all of the healings and samples you did on the show tonight. Everyone really seemed to appreciate them on the fast chat.
Okay, so we'll do what you should be doing, and you should be telling all your friends this, and even your enemies. So here we go. Want to do the mind to heart drop. So let's go here. So let's command your spirit out loud. You can whisper it if you need to. And here we go. You want to take those thoughts in your head so your spirit's going to do this. Take it. Take those thoughts, drop them into your heart so you can be at peace. So here we go. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards like an elevator dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go, everybody. So hopefully you're feeling great. And it should be at peace now. And we'll see you all tomorrow, possibly. And our next PBS program is on Wednesday. Station 1 at, 7 o'clock Pacific,